是。You know, here's something we don't talk about as much as we should, but I want to share this. Because the United States Senate is up for grabs, right? It's closest in Pennsylvania. Bob Casey being challenged by McCormick again. McCormick came real close. Nevada, this is from new polling, by the way. New polling from the New York Times. Has the Wisconsin race, Tammy Baldwin winning big? Has Kari Lake losing to Gallego in Arizona tied in Nevada with Brown v. Rosen and McCormick just 2 points down in Pennsylvania. So competitive races in Arizona, Nevada, Pennsylvania. All right. And so that's pretty significant. In fact, I'm going to go, let me just check the average here. They claim it's about a 2.5 point advantage over Kari Lake in Arizona. In Pennsylvania, the average is about 2.5 to 3 points in Pennsylvania for the incumbent. Now, West Virginia is already going blue to red. We know that. West Virginia is going from blue to red because West Virginia will be a red seat. What I don't have here is any information on the Ohio Senate races, which is unusual because Ohio's not looking particularly good for the Democrats, so therefore it's not here. Rick Scott winning big in Florida. Adam Schiff crushing Steve Garvey in California. Klobuchar winning big. Larry Hogan winning in Maryland on stuff, but that's from early April. I don't know if that's true anymore. Anyhow, the Senate, very important. Very important. And no polling out of Ohio Senate race. And the last polling out of Michigan, Rogers v. Slotkin, it's tied. That's what I've got. The last numbers tied. All right, so Slotkin's got an average 1 point advantage over Mike Rogers. Man, he's in this thing. It's important. All right, after the break, Donnie Steele, state representative here in Michigan. I'll be right back.